Thank you very much, President, Ministers, organizers, delegates, for giving an opportunity to a representative of the European Commission to actually be present at this conference. For me, it's the first time, but I know you have had more than once someone from the European Commission services present here. And I must say, it really makes a difference. We, of course, know very well of the Visegrad cooperation, of the conference, of the activities happening here. But actually seeing it and meeting the key people that are behind all of this live, face-to-face, is an important added value for us. Very convincing. You are bringing together here information technology, local and regional development, and above all, cooperation. And that's very much, of course, what Europe is about. Last week, the European Commission came out with the report on I-2010, the overall European Information Society strategy. It's a yearly report, and that said, and you know it all, about the importance of ICT, it continues to be confirmed. 50% of productivity growth is coming from information and communication technology. And there is also significant progress in the take-up of internet and in the supply of e-government. But the job is by far not done. There is more to be done to use ICT to the full extent in order to stay competitive. We did a quite interesting survey a few years ago when we were preparing the e-government action plan, and that shows clearly that if you have top quality public administrations, you will have top quality economy and society. It definitely links to innovation, strength, and to competitiveness. More to do, driven by the interest of the citizens above all, for a better quality of life. We are going to see these new challenges coming up of the aging of the population, of including everybody, but also challenges where ICT can play a role, and that is perhaps something to also take up in the next edition of this conference about the role of technology for a clean environment and for energy. It's about jobs, it's about security, it's about self-determination and democracy where ICT can contribute and where we need to do more. The EU priorities in I-2010 for the near future, for this year, the coming year, are certainly to step up innovation. The seventh framework program is now running. We're going to launch a new program for deployment, competitiveness and innovation program. And there will also be a new research initiative, in fact, of the member states about independent living of elderly people. And we would hope that the Czech Republic will also join that initiative, a new applied research initiative. More and new policy in the area of e-inclusion and e-government after we have already put policies in place, for example, around e-health and around RFIDs. And new proposals in the area of telecoms competition. I think you're all following with interest what is happening in the area of roaming, for example. So again, citizens can be an important driver here. More to be added to that. I was yesterday in Prague and really impressed by the speed and the determination by which the city is being and has been renovated, by which the old has been restored, very beautiful. Even more impressive to know that all of that a lot of that had to happen also after the flood of 2002. Speed and determination, I think if that is shown also for the information society, there is a very bright future for Europe in it. Thank you.